Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 2:01 p.m. The date is March 18, 2009. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Suite 270, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State here on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. To my right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, who is the representative of Attorney General John Southers. To my immediate left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services for the first agenda item today. And then I believe for the second agenda item, the director's designee will be Sharon Eubanks. To my far left is Maury Kneiser, Deputy Attorney General, who represents the Title Board. To my far right is Ceci Gomez of the Secretary of State's office. I'd like to explain a little bit about the procedures that the Title Board follows. There are two titles for each measure. Basically, there's the title, and then there's the ballot title and submission clause, which is the same as the title, but in the form of a question. The Title Board will basically take three steps for each agenda item. First, I'll provide an opportunity for the Title Board members to ask questions of the proponents to make sure that we understand the measure. So the first step is to make sure that we understand the meaning of each measure. The second step is to determine if the Title Board has jurisdiction to set a title, and that necessarily requires us to determine if the proposal complies with the single subject requirement of the state constitution. And then third, if the board determines that it does have jurisdiction to set a title, then it'll proceed to draft a title using a staff prepared draft, which is a copy of which is on the table by the back door. If anybody wishes to testify, please do sign up on the sign-up sheets. When you testify, identify who you represent, if anyone. The meeting is recorded and it's broadcast over the internet. Anyone who's dissatisfied with a decision of the Title Board may file a motion for rehearing within 7 days of the action of the Title Board. And finally, I just want to mention that the Title Board is not concerned with the merits of any proposal, but only with the setting of a fair and proper title. With that, I'd like to turn to the first agenda item, which is 2010 number 6, marriage. We're in a new cycle. Good. And if from a representative of the proponents, Mr. Stewart Allen, if you could come forward, identify yourself for the record, and then if you have any opening remarks, you're welcome to give them. Otherwise, I'll turn to questions from the board. Mr. Allen.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. My name is Stewart Allen, and I represent myself. I don't really have an opening statement.
And you are one of the proponents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Primary.
Any questions from the Title Board on the measure? Mr. Domenico.
I just have a couple questions to make sure I understand what you're trying to get at with the second sentence that you're adding. First, and I just don't know, are there any restrictions or is there any role to play in current recognition or treatment of marriage for local officials, or is it purely governed by state law?
Not really sure.
Well, the reason I ask is because the second section, the second sentence makes clear that the General Assembly can create certain restrictions on how marriages are recognized. And I just wonder if we need to be concerned that this would take away what currently, some current authority that local governments may have in that arena and only give it back to the General Assembly, the state government. You see what I'm trying to get at? And I just don't know, and if you don't know, that's fine. I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
Basically the purpose of the second sentence was to acknowledge that there are other restrictions set forth by General Assembly that aren't based on the gender of the individuals. And I just didn't want it to be an issue of, you know, if it passed, that it would restrict any of those, like you can't marry your brother or something like that.
Sure.
All those other restrictions would still apply. That was just the second sentence was for, was to make that clear.
Right. And I understand that. I just was curious if there were any similar things that local governments may be involved in. And I just don't know. I wasn't married here. I don't know who, I don't know who does the processing of it, who can require you to pay a fee to get a marriage license. I just don't know. But that's all right. My second question is a little bit more substantive. I'm pretty sure I understand your intent, but when you use the phrase gender neutral, typically the way that's used is that the law applies the same no matter whether you're a man or a woman, male or female. And I'm not sure that applying the definition of gender neutral, that typical gender neutral definition, would do what you want, because it seems to me that if you apply that definition, then the General Assembly could pass a law that says, in Colorado, we won't recognize a marriage between two people of the same sex. That would be gender neutral in the usual sense, in that it applies both to men and women equally. But it wouldn't do what you want, right? You mean, I just want to make sure your intent with that is to make sure that there are no references to the gender of anyone involved in a marriage at all. Not that it apply equally to men and women, but that it not involve the concept of gender in any restriction. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, then let's turn to the question of single subject compliance. I don't have anybody else signed up to testify on this measure. Is there anyone present who wishes to testify? If not, then I'll turn to board discussion of single subject compliance. Any discussion by the board?
Well, I mean, I have a tiny bit of concern about my first question on that, whether this is taking away some authority from local governments that they may have on how they process, essentially, marriages. But I don't think, other than that, which could be the sort of thing that might be surprising to people if suddenly it becomes purely governed by the General Assembly as opposed to some combination of the state and local governments. But I don't think that whatever it is that local governments do, if anything, it's not important enough to be a single subject problem.
And I'm not aware of anything else that would raise a single subject issue. I think we've set titles on marriage-related proposals in the past, and nothing else jumps out at me. I guess I'll, for the sake of discussion, I'll go ahead and move that the board find that the measure constitutes a single subject and that we proceed to set a title.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Mr. Allen, have you had a chance to look at the staff draft of the titles, and do you have any comments on the staff draft?
No. Overall, I'm pretty happy with the staff draft. I'd just like the board to adopt it without any changes.
Any discussion by the board? Ms. Gomez has displayed it on the screen in the room. I think
The only word in there that I'm not sure about is acknowledging. And I'm not sure I've been able to come up with a better term than that. And if everybody else is fine with it, I'm fine with it. I also, as my second question earlier brought up, I'm not sure that gender neutral is used in the measure in the way it's usually understood, but since it is the measure and that's something to be hashed out later, I think it's fine to leave it as is in the title. I just wonder if using acknowledging doesn't quite capture what the measure is doing clearly enough.
And I did wonder about that word myself, and I, like you, Mr. Domenico, I didn't come up with a better word. I wondered about preserving or protecting or something, but Mr. Allen?
Yeah, I was going to suggest preserving.
Preserving? Is that better?
I think that's a little better, although it's still not quite. Both of those, I think, give a little. I mean, that part of it obviously is, in fact, being preserved, since that it already has. But it in some ways undermines what a big change is being made in the first part of it. I almost wonder if you change the "and" to a "but," if it would solve that problem. But I guess I'm okay with it, really, either way.
Yeah, as far as given the discussion here, preserving source out maybe the best word to substitute there. I don't think recognizing would be I think that'd be the same as acknowledging, so
well, I think using "but" might signal a little something, too. I'm open to that.
So it would be on line 3 after Colorado, you'd have a comma. Insert "but."
Right.
Acknowledging or preserve.
Mm-hmm. I think it works with either one.
Okay.
I mean, I think I prefer that a little bit to the "and." And actually, if it's "but," I'd be willing to go back to acknowledging or recognizing or whichever the proponents would prefer, because I think that signals what's the important part, that the General Assembly's got. I mean, that second part is a pretty important part of the measure, it seems to me, and this makes it clear that it's not going to be a free-for-all if it were to pass. So I like the "but" rather than "and," personally.
Mr. Allen, do you have any preferences?
I guess I'm not quite sure why you prefer "but" as opposed to "and." To me, it's kind of "and" is more. I guess I'm just not too sure why you prefer.
What if we just got rid of either conjunction and left the comma?
I think that's okay, if we're hung up on which conjunction to use.
Yeah, I mean, my explanation of why I preferred but is because the two provisions are working in not quite opposite directions, but the first part is a very broad change in law. The second part is a preservation of a good chunk of current law. And so since they're pointing in opposite directions, it seemed to me that something that doesn't treat them as the same is preferable to and, which to me gives the idea that you're kind of working in the same direction. I don't think it's a major point, just a little bit of a signal of what's going on.
Garden?
Yeah, and just to throw this out, you know, another approach might be to say after Colorado, without restricting the General Assembly. To set it off, that'd be another approach.
I like that.
I do too.
Instead of band using while?
Well, no. What? Without restricting, instead of any of that.
Mr. Allen?
Just a concern that repeating restrictions can get a little... about restricting the General Assembly's authority to impose restrictions.
Good point.
Without limiting? Without preventing? I don't know. I mean, yeah, the measure refers to preventing the General Assembly from restricting. If we went that route, maybe it would be without restricting the General I'm sorry, without limiting, no, without preventing the General Assembly from getting lost, from restricting.
What?
I'm sorry, now I'm getting lost in the words.
After Colorado, what about while preserving the General Assembly's authority?
While preserving, comma, while preserving?
While preserving General Assembly's authority.
I'm okay with that. Try that. I'll move that change.
Second.
So it would read... marriage in Colorado, comma, while preserving the General Assembly's authority to impose gender-neutral restrictions, etc. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Any other suggested changes to the staff draft? If not, is there a motion to adopt the staff draft as amended with the understanding that the same change would be made in the ballot title and submission clause, which currently appears in lines 6 through 10 in the version that's on the screen in the room?
So moved.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That concludes action on number 6. We'll be in recess until we'll have a title board switch here with a new representative of the director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services. So we'll be in recess.
Never know these things.